super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, dead from the afterworld, he was raptured, now he has returned. Here's 42nd Street Pete, live from Saturday Nightmares.
Yeah, we are live at the Saturday Nightmares convention. We're down in the lobby of the hotel. There's zombies walking all over the fucking place. They're having the zombie walk with Ken Faree. There's a costume contest going upstairs. Ton of shit going on. But I'm going to put on a special guest that Todd, you know and love because she abuses you. I'm going to put Amrith on right now. So let me pass the mic to Amrith and the headphones and shit.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hey, how you doing out there?
Hey, Amrith, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. We're having a good time here at this show.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. For some reason, the lobby just emptied out. I think the costume contest is going on right about now. But there's a lot of really cool zombies. Really cool zombies.
Yeah, smelly dead fuckers, as we call them. This is uncensored. We can do this shit.
That's right.
I see dead people.
I see dead people all the time.
Pete's been seeing them for a while. He's been in the rapture for a couple of weeks.
We got fans hanging around. We can have a few words from this gentleman over here.
Yeah, this is my friend Pat. He's been hanging out with me today, having a good time.
Hey, Pat.
Should pick it up.
He's saying hi.
Hi, what's going on?
How you doing?
He's a member of NYDM, a local music enthusiast group that we have that's kind of world-renowned now, aren't you?
Yep, we have chapters all across the country and around the world.
Wow. Pretty amazing. Yeah. Big group.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you want to tell us a little bit about your group?
The group was founded by Will Rahmer and Randall Salam. Will is the lead vocalist of Mortician, one of the original New York death metal bands. And their chapter started out in Rockland County. And from there, they started building with chapters in Long Island, New Jersey, New York City. And from there, now the club has expanded to several chapters across the country. We have chapters in Texas. We have chapters in California, New Mexico. We're having our annual, which is our yearly death metal show in Oklahoma this year.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's going to be September 9th and 10th, I believe. It's like, I left my phone, so I can't check my calendar right now.
Any cool bands playing that you know of?
Nothing. I wish I had the sheet. I could sit and give you the whole rundown.
Oh, it's already planned then.
It's already planned.
Is there any place that our listeners can go? A website?
Website maybe they can go to?
Website. We're on Facebook, so they could check us out on Facebook.
All right. What should they look for?
Let's see. Well, they got my page, which is just go Irish, facebook.com/IrishPat.
There you go. Irish Pat on Facebook. Check them out.
And like I said, and eventually it is posted. Just look at NYDM Annual. It's in Oklahoma. It's going to be in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City.
That's close to me.
That's close to Todd.
I could drive there.
What's that?
You can drive there. Yes. Maybe you should check it out.
Todd's into metal.
Yeah, you like metal, don't you, Todd?
I do.
You know who else likes metal?
You.
Midgets.
Midgets.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, yeah. How long did it take me before I went there?
Yeah, well, it didn't take long.
5 minutes?
It didn't take long.
Actually, hold on. Actually, no, the politically correct term is people who are vertically challenged.
Oh, well, midgets actually, I believe it's little people.
Now it's midgets.
But we have more fun calling them midgets because it irritates Todd.
And, you guys are terrible.
Yeah, I just saw this wonderful tribute to you on 42nd Street Pete's Extreme Sleaze.
The People In Collection, available at finer stores.
Yeah, part three of the Extreme Sleaze Fest by 42nd Street Pete, our lovely host of this show.
Yes.
Where do you go from there? I mean, he really topped himself.
He did.
I mean, it was a huge climax.
literally.
We don't say that word light.
Even by the little people.
Even by midget standards.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now you're immortalized with midgets.
Thanks.
And what more can you ask for?
You guys are evil to me.
See, we got a supporter here already.
Let Britton say a few words to the...
Yeah, Britton, why don't you say hi to our listeners?
Hanging out here, my dumpster sidekick. Come on, say something pertinent, goddammit. We got to fill 2 hours here.
Say hello to the peoples.
Hello, peoples. How you all doing?
We're all doing good.
Yeah, I just suck on the radio.
Yeah, but you're a vendor at the show here. Yeah. You're selling stuff.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
you actually cleaned up on the magazine department. You had some vintage magazines. You were the only dealer in the dealer's room with vintage magazines.
Yeah, so shocked me.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because I felt off doing that for years because, you know, there's so many magazine deals. But,
I mean, I know Todd has a collection of antique Playboys.
What? Not
antique.
Yeah,
Playboy.
He does.
No. I've got antique.
Oh,
Batman.
Wait, that was my stepfather.
1875.
You're having a collection of antique Playboys.
My stepfather has a collection.
Nobody gives a shit.
My stepfather has a collection of 1960s Playboys. He thinks they're worth money. So, if any of our listeners are interested, let me know.
Only if you sell them by weight, to a scrap.
He's kind of a pack rat,
you're lucky,
but I love him.
Like 75 cents from a dealer. You know, they got boxes of that shit. Like in
warehouse. He's got boxes of shit like in warehouses. It's called his house. But anyway, I guess I'll plug myself for a little bit.
Go ahead,
do that.
I have a new website out.
I tried to plug you last night, but it didn't work.
Yeah, that's because you were a little out of it.
Mister, we all try, but we all get shot down.
Mister, that good stuff doesn't touch me. My body chemistry's all messed up.
Well, guess what? It worked last night.
Hell yeah, it did.
Fucking Aztec temples and shit.
Come to me, you get the best. So anyway.
Well, I like huge magic shit. You know, it works for me, you know.
So you can put them on DVD.
Fucking weed out.
Boy, I picked the wrong time to stop sniffing glow.
Oh, that's sweet.
Next time, it'll give me a free beer.
So
a celebrity, goddamn it.
So yeah, I have a new website. It's Amaryth, Amaryn.th .webs.com. Check out my cool artwork. I do custom made purses, decor, and accessories. Pretty much you come up with a theme for anything, and I'll make you a piece of artwork that you will love and cherish forever. I do things like zombies. I do...
Midgets.
I do dead people, freaks.
Zombie midgets.
There was a zombie midget returning to living dead.
I have a Ginger Snaps purse. I have a Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein purse. You can check me out on Etsy.com at deadandundead.etsy.com.
Sweet.
And, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
I like those little light switch plate deals.
Ah, my fright switches.
Yeah.
I do portraits of horror icons and cult classic images like the Exorcist death face of Eileen Dietz called Captain Howdy. I have the Gentleman from Buffy. I have Bub, the zombie from Dawn of the Dead. All in decorative light switch covers that you can put on your wall and have scare you every day.
If you have walls.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to have walls.
You know what? You need to make one of 42nd Street Pete and have the light switch right where you know what would be.
Yeah, we've actually talked about that. But you see, in order to make it the accurate size, I'd have to have them custom made. And you're looking at like $25 a piece. And then if you want it to glow in the dark, don't even get me started. So, you know, really, would you pay $50 for a 42nd Street Pete light switch cover?
I would pay $25 for it.
$25, yeah. Well, if you would, let us know.
I would, because I could use it in the studio.
Ah, yeah.
Bloody Ed Young.
Well, maybe I'll make you one special for the studio. How about that?
That would be awesome. That way everyone who comes and goes in the studio could turn on Pete's...
Oh, we got Ed Young here.
Cool.
Hello there. This is Edward X. Young, a grindhouse actor, makeup special effects artist here at the convention, dressed like a zombie.
Sweet.
And you look pretty awesome.
He's got like
all bloody.
He's got blood all over his face and shit.
Yeah, look like you've been chomping down on some brains.
Wait a minute. Here comes the lady who runs a zombie walk, and she looks deader than shit. Would you like to say something to our grindhouse fans out there?
Who did your makeup? You look great. Anatomy Effects, actually.
Really? Oh, I love Tony at Anatomy Effects.
Yes, he does a smashingly good job.
He does. He's been making zombies all day here.
Yes, normally I do my own, but I went for his makeup today, too. I figured I'd go for the real professional there.
Yeah, he is a professional. He heads up Fright Fest at Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey. And you can check him out online, anatomyfx.com. And
awesome.
Like to tell us about your zombie walk tonight? Because I hear good things.
It's the New Jersey.
Get her closer to the mic.
We're based out of Asbury Park. Last year, we won the Guinness Book of World Records for having the largest gathering of zombies in a location.
That's
so
exciting.
We're very proud of it. This year, we have two more events after this coming up. On August 18th, the New Jersey Zombie Walk, the New York, and Philadelphia Zombie Walks are all joining forces, and we are invading Dorney Park. From 8 o'clock to midnight, zombies.
Wow.
I've heard of that because Dave Gould, who heads Philadelphia Zombie Walk, is a friend of mine, and I've already gotten invitations to that. I didn't realize it was like a tri-state thing. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
August 18th, this will be Roman Polanski's 78th birthday.
Ooh. Awesome.
What did that have to do with zombies? Is he going to croak and just come back from the dead?
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in.
Today is Bruce Dern's birthday. I actually had the balls to sing happy birthday to him in the dealer's room over the PA, which just shows I haven't done enough drugs this weekend.
The most important event of the year, other than this one, of course, will be the New Jersey Zombie Walk in Asbury Park, New Jersey. On October 21st, we will be having a zombie walk. Last zombie walk, we had over 7,000 zombies. We're hopefully expecting about 10,000 this year.
Wow.
It's a three-day festival of the undead, and that's going to be October 20th, 21st, and 22nd, a three-day festival of the undead. But the 21st is when we're actually doing the zombie walk. Coincidentally, apparently, Harold Camping thinks, again, that that's going to be the end of the world. Zombie apocalypse, end of the world, coincidence?
That would be cooler than shit. What a way to go out. Not that I want to be eaten by zombies, but I just like to sit on my roof and pick the bastards off as they walk by, because they're probably all going to be my neighbors anyway, and I can't stand any of them.
I can't wait to see the looks on the people's faces that maybe don't know that the zombie walk is going on, and they're thinking, oh, today's the 21st. Oh, crap, look at all those zombies. Maybe Harold Camping was right.
Your zombie walk has done a lot to revitalize Asbury Park. I'm sure the city must be grateful to you.
Absolutely, and it's been Asbury Park when I was younger, about 10 years ago. I wouldn't be caught dead going there because I'd be scared for my life, but they have made such huge improvements in that town, and it's just a phenomenal event. They really love the zombie walk. And if you want to find out any more information about it, you could go to newjerseyzombiewalk.com, I believe. If not, friend us on Facebook. Just look up New Jersey Zombie Walk.
So zombies saved Asbury Park. That's a newspaper headline right there.
Yeah, because it used to be the ghetto by the sea.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Can I throw a plug in?
Oh, you will.
I hope to see you.
I am
there.
A committee member.
I'll be there too.
I hope to be there.
I was at your May 2009 zombie walk, and I ended up getting a role on Cake Boss as a result. It was terrific.
Nice. Exactly. Yeah. The zombie walk even made it on Cake Boss. We had a zombie cake for the event.
Nice.
It was pretty nice.
I love those cake decorating shows. I don't really like Cake Boss. He's not my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
The zombie episode was voted their favorite of the first season in a viewer's poll. It was the favorite episode.
But did you happen to see the horror cakes on Food Network Challenge that hosted by Gunnar Hansen, a good friend of ours?
Oh, yeah, Gunnar.
No, I didn't get a chance to see that.
Yes.
I have to check it out.
Gunnar, who will be at Cinema Wasteland, I think, for the October show.
My plug is Edward X. Young here. I've got a movie premiering on Wednesday, July 6th at the Anthology Film Archives. It's called Road Hell, and I'm one of the stars in it. John Link is also in it. I also do makeup effects, and my fiance Susan Palermo plays a zombie and does the punk rock musical tour. She was a CBGB original in the band She Perfume. It's going to be a really cool movie. So if you're in New York, Wednesday, July 6th at 8 o'clock, go by the Anthology Film Archives on 2nd Avenue and 2nd Street. Lower East Side.
That sounds great. You should check that out, Pete.
Yeah, you can run down the street and get a couple shots at the Double Down, too. A great bar that shows midget porn on four screens.
Woo! Go midget porn!
Linnea Quigley and I have hung out there. It's a great bar.
Yeah.
I'm going to head out and enjoy my adult beverage.
Okay. Enjoy your adult beverage.
Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
All right, take care.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for allowing me on your show.
You're welcome. I'll have you back soon.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of the convention.
We will.
If you remain on the air, I might wander by later if you have any questions you want to ask. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right, Todd?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Todd, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. We got to find some more dead people here.
That is awesome, man.
Where all the dead people go? The fucking lobby was swarming with them. I don't know. Who are you waving to? You see somebody else?
I'm trying to get Tony from Anatomy of Fat.
Where is he? We're going to try to get Tony from Anatomy of Fat.
Like,
yeah, go ahead. You got the long hair?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to try to get Tony from Anatomy of Fat over here.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
He's the guy making up zombies all day.
He's the guy that's been making up zombies for like 8 hours straight.
Jeez.
More than that.
Yeah. I don't know if we can get him over. It looks like he's tied up with something. Or
I think he's cleaning up his equipment there. Yeah. Ready to leave.
Yeah, I think he's suffering from convention burnout.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, he's a good guy. Check him out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know,
he's on Facebook.
He's on Facebook too.
He made everybody look dead all day. Now he just feels dead.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you know,
he's got zombie hands.
You know, when you're showcasing your work at a convention, it can get tiresome. Can run out of gas.
I think your carriage just walked by.
Something to add.
What happened? We got something to add.
So, I was taking pictures today at the Zombie Walk. I am a photographer as well as a committee member for the New Jersey Zombie Walk. And I'd like to mention my own website. It's www.tormentiaphotography.com. Tormentia is T-O-R-M-E-N-T-I-A. And I do mainly heavy metal and let's say all genres of heavy metal music. And
Todd likes that. He's a big metal
fan. I love it. Anybody from Slayer, the old school metal, like Cannibal Corpse, all the way to like the new stuff like Lamb of God and some of the All That Remains, some of the newer guys. So I do local photography as well. So any bandmate members that looking for some cool metal photography, hit me up.
Sounds good.
Todd, you should check that out. I know you flew baggage class to see Iron Maiden down in Florida.
He just likes to check out the guys in their leather pants.
What?
Yeah, Todd.
Is his favorite Kiss cover band, the old Mitch band?
Oh my God, I so wanted to get that for my like friends.
Oh, Mini Kiss?
Mini Kiss is amazing!
Oh my God.
Todd must love Mini Kiss.
When they found me on MySpace, I was so excited.
I wanted to get them.
I made it.
I wanted to get them for my friend's bachelorette party.
Oh, that would have been sweet.
Maybe Marilyn Manson?
Yeah, he's in the city. He just does like lip syncs to Marilyn Manson.
Oh.
Why haven't I heard about this before?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What, the Anthology Film Archives? Or?
No! We make a day of it. We
midget
do.
Metal covers!
We do midget metal covers and midget tossing. We do a, like a pub crawl.
It could be
like a midget tour of the city.
Midget-palooza.
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 There you go.
Dedicated to you, Todd. Midget-palooza.
Yes,
oh,
thank you.
No way. Keep that.
But they like to be called little people.
Coming to a town near you.
Vertically challenged.
Vertically challenged. That's more politically correct, correct?
Yes.
It's true.
Vertically challenged palooza just doesn't have the
same...
The same
panache.
Yeah.
I can always change it to short little fuckers palooza. I can say that on the air. It's uncensored.
So there's
excellent.
Some people walking by with these cool bloodstained outfits, and a guy
your bloody
has
bloody zombies.
He's
want to
got
be on
bloody
radio?
Zombies. Come
bloody
say
zombies.
Hi.
We're gonna bring over some bloody zombies.
Some bloody zombies. The guy's got beaker hanging from him. Wow. Yeah, zombie Beaker.
This is we're on Jackalope 105, the Grindhouse. How do you like
it? And he kind of looks like Zombie Beaker.
Well, this is Bunsen Honeydew.
Oh, now I get it.
You see where he's coming from now? You work with what you have.
Ah, it works.
I think so, too.
Bloody Skull.
Oh,
so we like it.
What's that?
Bloody Vodka.
We drove here from Maine, so long ride. I was going to say the
airport. I look at the map. It's all
that.
On this one, yes, you can.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got this cool glass skull.
Great. Now I don't want
it. Filled with red liquid or pinkish liquid.
Looks like my urine this morning.
Yeah.
Wow, you should see somebody about that.
I believe it's Crystal Skull Vodka.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
She's aware of it, too.
Yeah, that's
it's
really awesome.
It's a mini Crystal Skull Vodka.
Nothing like
you don't
skull.
Just see this every day.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You got to go to New Hampshire. New Hampshire. Not for me. New Hampshire, right?
New Hampshire, yeah. I went
so how
there.
Was the zombie crawl, guys?
We were driving a car.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was cool. I liked it.
Yeah. Tell us some highlight moments.
Girl on girl zombie action.
That's always
yeah,
fun.
Chewing on each other. That was fun.
That was my
and,
nice.
Tom Savini came out.
Oh, yeah. What did he do?
Girl on girl zombie
watch
action.
Watch some zombie action. Yes. You know, pretty much anybody will come out for lesbian zombies. And
pretty much.
The Hare Krishna zombie. The God
that's
of the Dead.
The Dead
yeah,
Dorothy was dead.
Yes. Did you see her, Dorothy?
I saw her from
like,
behind.
A little rigor mortis Toto in a basket.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's really cute.
That
nice.
But I did see the family. Did you see
the family?
And the kid, the dead Santa?
Yeah,
and
they were so
and
cute.
And the kid that had the teddy bear that just had a
like
bone sticking out of his
head.
Oh, that
they
was
were
brilliant.
So cute. Yes, they're really cute.
I also like the prom queen and king.
And the pregnant zombie with
I
like
didn't
a
see the pregnant zombie.
Fetus
the
hanging out of her out of her wedding dress. So that's a classy.
Wow.
And
if you see her,
scary.
Tell her to come say hi to us.
Yeah, she's really offensive. You'll like it.
We
yeah.
Love that.
Yes,
so
I like it too.
Really,
the bloodier, the better.
Sexy and offensive. So
nice.
Really, something for everybody. It's good.
Wow. Speaking of Pete, did you see that hot 15-year-old chick today that was like walking around in heels with the boobs?
I'm admitting to nothing.
Oh.
Okay. I was looking at the creature girls all day, these cute little creature girls. Thanks for stopping by.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Creature Movie is a sponsor of this show, and Sid Haig is predominantly featured in that film. And they had these cute little creature girls that were giving out merchandise and stuff, and they were, like, really fucking cute, you know? They were statutory rape cute, let's put it that way. But we're bringing down.
Ted
who?
Ted, our friend that always helps out the guests.
Oh, yeah. Where is he?
When I saw him, he was working with the Boondock Saints guys. So he's got to have some good stories.
So, Pete, tell me about these panels you were doing.
Well, actually, I was supposed to do the creature panel, but being that I hadn't seen the movie, that would seem rather redundant. And there's internet scuttlebutt they're going around. Hey, Ed, come over here, Ed. Yes. Would you like to say a few words to the fans out there? Here is what is your official title?
I'm in guest relations here at Saturday Nightmares all weekend.
And how's it been going so far?
It's been going great. Just taking care of the guests and the fans as well, and anybody that needs any help, which everybody is pretty much well taken care of. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But the show's set up really well where everybody knows where they're going and they're seeing everybody that they want to see.
Cool. Thanks for stopping by.
All right.
See anybody upstairs, tell them to come down and get on.
You got it. I will. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Terry Alexander. We got Terry Alexander over here from Day of the Dead.
Hello. Like
we're on Jackalope 105 FM. I'm going to say something to the fans.
This is Grindhouse.
42nd
Street, Pete. What up? What up?
Great show.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. Yeah. We're having a good time here.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
And you were great in that film.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate all of that.
You and my old buddy Gary Clark, right?
He's a sweet guy, man. Yeah. We used to live up in Connecticut together. Yeah. Take the train down to the city to audition all the time.
You live up there, though?
I used to. Now I'm in L.A., so Gary's a cool guy.
I love Gary.
Yeah, he's beautiful. Yeah. He's a beautiful person, so.
Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, man, my pleasure. I hope all these shows continue to grow and fans continue to come out, man. Because it's a beautiful experience.
Love the Dead movies.
Oh, yeah, I do too, man.
I'm glad you
Glad to finally shake your hand and meet you, because I love that flick, man. That was great.
And Deborah was in the movie.
You don't recognize me because I was the lead female zombie. They did a zombie makeover on me. Evening Magazine came and did this national story about how to transform this beauty into this beast, the opposite of what they do now with the reality shows. But it all came off. I exfoliated, and this is what I look
fabulous.
Like now, 25 years later.
You're a beautiful woman.
My son, I was pregnant with my son at the time, and he's 25, so yeah. But Mark and I, he played the male lead zombie, and I was a female zombie. We kind of like created our own type of zombie based on my studies of Grotowski and animals and kind of primal type scream type things. And
that's exciting.
And it was kind of fun. We didn't know at the time that it was going to turn into this phenomenon.
It's amazing because all three films, it's like classics in the genre. Yeah. And I was lucky enough to see all three of them in grindhouses and drive-ins where you should see them.
Yeah,
so
well,
it was really cool.
It was fun. I mean, we created this thing like, well, they would interview us. How do zombies, you know, speak? You know, or how do they kiss? Or how do they make noise? Or how do they move? And we just, this is how they speak.
That's the next Romero film. Watch and see.
Yeah, zombies evolve. Now they're using tools. And
well,
stuff.
It's been kind of mythic. I mean, we didn't have special effects. We just,
well, actually,
like,
don't they get collared and trained into domestic servants?
That was Bob. Or
no,
Bob,
that was
Fido.
Oh.
Yeah, the Canadian movie.
I don't know. We didn't think about that. We just thought about, like, this hunger inside.
Right.
We wanted to live. It was kind of like basic animal, but we weren't superpowers. I mean, we could be killed, like, easily.
Yeah.
Kind of feeble, but basic instincts of survival and, kind of like this kind of terror inside and this ferociousness that's kind of in all
of us.
Would
you give us your best zombie?
My
it
best
was like
zombie.
A good zombie roar.
Real zombie.
And then you have to have a little saliva hanging out too.
That was great. Thank you so much. That was exciting.
That was cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah. As we see people milling through the lobby, we'll just grab them.
No fair. I need to be there.
Well, you were supposed to be here, you douche.
I want to be there.
Say that, because you could have came out here. Like, I'm going to take the bets on the Cinema Wasteland thing that you're not going to show up.
Don't do that.
Come on, I can make money with this.
That's not nice.
Hey.
Here comes Super Sid.
He's coming out of the restaurant.
Sid, snag him.
We're going to have to snag Sid.
I see Sid ambling toward us.
Okay. Walking with the wonderful Julian Sands.
Yes, who was in Warlock.
Who was in Warlock and so many other great films and TV shows.
Yeah.
Cult classics, let's say.
Yeah, they're ambling toward us.
So we'll see if we can snag him. Talk to us for a minute.
Sid, I have Todd Sheets on the air here.
Hey, Todd, what's going on, man?
Hey, Sid, good talking to you. How are you?
Hey, Sid, good talking to you. I give you the headphones. Hold on a second.
There we go. I got the headphones now.
That'll help.
I'm in charge.
Yeah. I can retire now.
Yeah. I got the helmet.
There you go. There you go. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am doing great. I wish I could be there. I'm so bummed. I want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Just come on down. What the hell? Where are you?
I'm in Missouri.
Just get in the car. Come over.
Man, I've been missing you. We got to get you back on the show.
Yeah.
For sure. I got to find out what my favorite actor's been doing lately.
Everything I can.
That's
and
good.
And the good ones twice.
That's very good to hear. I heard you and Pete had a good time, so I'm glad.
We had a great panel today. Yep.
Good.
It was very good.
That's what it's all about, man. You're out there connecting with people, and you're the best, man. Seriously, you are the best.
I don't know about that. I just do what I do, you know?
And you do it well.
Yeah. I'm going to give you back to Pete now.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Take care.
You too. Wow, that was awesome.
I'm going to go get something out of here before they close it on me. And then I'll be...
Okay, we'll be here until 11 o'clock.
The main man right there. right there on Grindhouse, everybody.
We did a great, like, almost over an hour panel. We opened it up to the fans. We had some great questions, so it was all cool.
It's true.
Yeah. I see the police walking around. Maybe we should want to get a cop on this. Oh, maybe, I don't know.
That could be frightening.
We've got some new zombie people walking around.
Yeah. They're ordering liquor.
Yeah. That could be really frightening.
Give liquor to zombies. What's she gonna buy now? What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Fucking Britain shirts.
Britain shirts.
Turn around.
Turn around. His shirt
pushy
says
"Pushy
worship
now." It's a Jenna Torture shirt.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. Notice the back.
Yeah, we just noticed that. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Well, I had the jacket on before because I was about to take it off and I realized there's too many.
We have some new zombies. This is Todd Sheets. We're on Jackalope 105 FM. This is 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse, and these are people from the Zombie Walk. How do you like the show so far?
It's been great. Really,
pretty awesome.
A lot of fun.
A lot of good names here.
Sid Haig
is awesome.
Good beer.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It was an awesome day. The Zombie Walk went perfect.
Great.
And we like zombie walks. We do them all the time.
I was just going to ask you if you're a regular to the zombie walk.
We try. In fact, I'm part of the New Jersey Rocky Horror community. And we're doing a zombie night. And there's a flyer.
Ooh, zombies and Rocky Horror.
Wow, zombies and
Rocky Horror. Zombies and Rocky Horror, exactly.
Oh, this it's the Belleville. I know where this is. This is close to me.
Belleville Theater
in Montclair, New Jersey.
2 weeks, yeah.
www.njrocky.com.
Check it out, yeah.
Costume contest, free shows. When there's no more room in hell, the dead will be at Rocky Horror. This sounds cool.
Yeah, check it out.
June 18th.
Thriller will be involved also.
Thriller will be involved.
Ooh, that's
who will be
exciting.
Involved?
Thriller, yeah.
Michael Jackson
Thriller, yeah.
Wow. I thought he was dead.
He's coming back for one night only.
I do have to say, I did watch a little bit of Michael Jackson's This Is It, and the remake of Thriller was not bad.
It stands up, but it holds up. It's still not the original.
But I liked it.
I think I liked it.
It definitely did it justice.
All right.
Didn't hate it too much.
I just think this is the most appropriately titled thing he ever did. Because this was truly F and F.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the evening.
Please check out the show.
We will try it. Thank you. Try it. Wow. How come nobody's offering me drinks? I don't understand this shit.
It's because you're live on the radio.
Usually I'm like, I can't even admit that I smoke. Well, there's cops walking around. I don't give a shit, though. But, you know, I can't sit here and do bong hits like I usually do when I'm on the air that really entertains you people. You know that.
I think it frightens us.
Thought it was an Aqualung deal, huh? Who's that?
Ted.
That's Ted. Aqualung. It's Ted. He did something. I don't know what. We'll get him over here in a minute. I think he's running up a cell phone bill with Sid.
Yeah, but look at those pecs.
No, you look at those pecs. I don't go that way. I'm sorry. Things haven't gone dry at the homestead yet.
So give me a rundown of the weekend so far, Pete.
A rundown of the weekend. Well, we had screenings all weekend. They ran the birds at Q&A with Tippi, introduction and a Q&A session with Tippi Hendren. And then they ran the Hitchcock movie. What was the Hitchcock movie that Bruce Dern was in? I can't remember now. Oh, Family Plot. I'm sorry. I ain't got the schedule in front of me, but it was Family Plot. And today, like I said, today was Bruce's birthday, and he did a Q&A after Family Plot. And they did Return of the Living Dead last night. They had a Q&A session with the whole cast of Return of the Living Dead. They had a cocktail and hors d'oeuvre party down in the bar. Let's see. They had Dawn of the Dead reenactment from the news broadcast with David Early and David Earle. That was pretty cool because they hadn't done anything in years together. God, what? I mean, there's so much happening. Doug Bradley from Hellraiser was here. Julian Sands from Warlock. Mike Watt and Amy Lynn Best are roaming around somewhere, buddies of ours that have been on the show. Linnea Quigley, of course, Jules Shepard, Don Kalfa, Bill Stout. It's just been crazy. You know, Jeff Lieberman wasn't even booked to be on the show, but was floating around the ballroom all day, signing our copies of Squirm and stuff. And he lives in New York. He just came over to see Ken Foray.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Martin Landau. Martin Landau, you know, legendary Martin Landau from Ed Wood, Spaghetti Western, Town Called Hell, and those two B-movies, Alone in the Dark and Without Warning. He looks like he's in great shape, having a good time.
There's a great picture of Martin Landau with Johnny Depp from Ed Wood.
Yep.
Great picture.
Legendary Barbara Steele. She was around for a while. Sid's back.
Sid's back with us.
Sid's back hanging out.
Awesome.
I'm holding myself up on this table.
He's holding himself up on the table.
Did you have a good show?
It's good so far. Yeah.
Yeah?
It would have been nicer with a lot more people, but, you know, it's a new show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes time to build these up.
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
Only the second year, you know. It's the second shot they did.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll build. If they can just hold out, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a very professional presentation they got going on.
Yeah.
Pete, isn't this the actual first show they did? That last time they just did that special one-night thing, right, with the showing of the movies, but isn't this the first convention they did?
They did a two-day show in Jersey City in the Lowe's Movie Theater, and it was too cramped for them, so they tried to do this.
Awesome.
And, of course, you're guaranteed to draw people with Sid. That's a given. We all know that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All four of them came through the door.
Your line's been nonstop all day anyway.
But Pete and I have borne witness to your endless lines that continue day after day after day the whole convention long.
At Rock and Shock.
Because everybody loves you.
Well, that's because I love everybody.
That's right.
I've been doing this 50 years.
Yep.
Yeah, I forgot to say that. Sid is celebrating 50 years of being in films.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
We got to get him on both of our shows just to do a big 50th anniversary for him.
Todd wants to do a big 50th anniversary show with you.
Oh yeah,
we'll make it happen. Yeah, whenever when are you free? Which you're not free because you've been going 16 days straight now, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yep,
that's what I do.
Well, I know who to get a hold of. I'll just get a hold of Susie. She'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Take some time.
My in-laws are coming out in July to spend some time with us.
Nice.
And after that, I'm free. At least reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, well maybe I'll be moved by then, you know. Yeah, maybe yeah, I'll actually yeah. be stable. But yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely do. We'll do a 50 anniversary show for you.
Cool.
But we'll do it on my show, not your damn show.
Hey, I got to do it on my show. I got to celebrate.
Got any new projects you want to talk about?
Sure.
We'll do a combo show.
Notice I said you want to talk about?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you never know, you know, what's going on with things. I mean, I've done this picture called Creature, and supposedly it's going to be released September 9th. And another film called Nemesis.
Mimesis?
The definition of mimesis is life imitating art.
Ah.
And the art that these people have chosen to imitate is a horror film. So they are following the plot line of a horror film to take real life people through and basically kill them.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. And another called Sacred, which is a psychological thriller. Infliction, which is another kind of spooky thing. Another called Zombex. I've done four films this year so far.
Four films this year.
Wow.
And the offers just keep coming in anyway, right?
Some I turn down, some I accept.
Yeah, I realize that.
Yeah. But it's all good. I'm having a good time. Everybody else is having a good time.
That's what it's all about.
Hopefully the pictures make money and the producers loosen up the pocketbook the next time around.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Very true.
That's my story.
It's an
I'm
awesome
sticking
story.
With it. Yeah. I went from hardly working to working hard.
There you go.
Yeah, but can you complain about it?
Nope. I got no complaints. It's the best job in the world.
And, awesome. You know, you're hitting that iconic status now, you know, as we had spoke about before, where, you know, everybody talks about Boris Karloff, Lon Chaney Jr. from, you know, the 30s and 40s, and then you go into, like, people in the 50s and things like that, you know, Vincent Price, Christopher Lee, Peter Cushing, and you're like the new icon of the next generation.
Too much responsibility. Sorry.
But I'll tell you, everyone that I meet, even in their, from my parents' age, and my parents are in their 60s, to kids I meet that are 20 years old, they all know your name. They all know your name.
That's because I have that plane flying overhead. You know? Sid Haig. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all good. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for my wife, I'm going on record. If it wasn't for my wife, Susie, nobody would know who the hell I am. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Susie's one hell of a worker.
She is the hardest working lady I know.
She took me from zero to hero in 1 year. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got fingers of fire, man, just working that computer like crazy. Yeah.
And if you cross Susie, watch out.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought I was vicious.
No, the Philly girl comes out in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which I know her from back then.
Yeah.
So, before she met you.
Yeah.
And
we met in this building.
Lady.
We met
really?
In this building, in that room right there.
Wow.
Yeah. We had been back and forth on my message board, talking and blah, blah, blah. And Katie Tom Savini's friend, okay, convinced her to come by, okay, just drop by, okay. She walked in the door, took one look. I said, "Well, that's it for me."
yeah, she's a pretty lady.
She is a very pretty lady. She's smart. She's funny. She's creative.
And she don't butt off for you.
Yes, she does.
And based on personal experiences and conversations, she don't back up for nobody.
No. There's no reverse in her shit at all, okay? Yeah.
Love her.
Yeah.
If she was a guy, I'd be scared of her.
She's a girl and you should be scared of her. Yeah.
No, I got one thing to say about that. My ass has been whipped by the best, so okay, I'll go with it.
Yeah.
And no, it wasn't me.
No. Yeah, this building holds a lot of memories for me.
Yeah, holds a lot of memories for me, too.
Yeah. Chiller was the first convention that I ever did in this building.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was when I was shooting Unconventional.
Yeah.
The dumbest movie I ever made.
Hey.
But, hey, we all learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, this place holds a lot of memories.
That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Fortunately, I was never here in a year that the wind blew over the tent.
Oh, I remember that year.
Yeah.
And they didn't learn after that, and they put up another one. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
But Chiller's moved on, and we've moved on, and...
It all just keeps rolling.
And somehow we're back here in this hotel.
Yeah.
Hey, I never thought I'd be back. My attitude was, remember what I said, I ain't going to do shit on the East Coast anymore, but when I found out Sid was involved in this, Mike Leese is a great guy, his wife's a great guy, and all the other people, the Return of the Living Dead, like Linnea and all those people coming in, I had to get my ass involved in this.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did. We had one smoking panel.
Yeah, we did. It was cool. It was cool. The one thing that hasn't changed in this hotel, though, is the food. It still sucks.
Yeah, no shit, man. We all ate together yesterday. I ordered a chicken parm. It was raw. Sid ordered a Greek salad. He specified no tomatoes. He got tomatoes. Rob wanted a chicken sandwich with no mayonnaise. He got mayonnaise. And I'm thinking, it's only fucking Friday. The show hasn't started. And if they fucked up four orders, how are they going to handle a couple thousand people?
Yeah.
Now they're barbecuing human remains out in the front for some reason.
Oh, check out this hardcore.
Look at this guy.
Whoa.
We got a
some hardcore shit there.
Bunch of big dead guys. Would you like to say a few words to them?
Yeah,
fans out
you
there
can promote. I like to say to all you lazy people, get to work.
That's coming from a dead guy.
Yeah.
You can promote this if you want.
So. Yeah, like if you didn't know any better or you saw him in a dark room, you'd be scared.
We have to make him scared.
Come to State Fair Factory. It's going to be in October. I need workers now.
We'll see what we can do.
Hey, we have zombies. More zombies.
More zombies. I'm going to make way for the zombies.
Okay.
Lots of zombies, huh?
It's going to make way for a whole shitload of zombies.
If she saw any awesome costume,
oh my God,
send her down.
Oh,
so.
Oh my God. This is
a dead woman with a fetus coming out. Oh, you got to say something.
Oh, that was yours. Say whatever you
want to
say.
I need a photo of this. Yeah, this has to be captured in posterity. Is every day you see somebody walking around?
Wow, you know, this is crazy.
My best zombie, you might be it.
So the fetus zombie, is that what we're seeing here, Pete?
Hardcore, decayed, blood soaked.
Wedding dress.
Bride who has her baby's fetus. Actually, her baby hanging out of her stomach.
No fetus can beat us.
Oh. And she's a beautiful tattooed woman.
Wow.
I'm glad I ate before this.
That's crazy over there.
The radio? No?
She doesn't want to talk.
I think she's scared of us, Pete.
She ripped out her tongue. Yeah.
Oh, zombies sometimes can't talk, remember?
That's special. You look great.
You're a boy. You like to say hello. Really
shy.
Don't worry, it's internet radio. It'll take years before somebody actually.
All right, we got some people coming to visit us. Our, my friend Ted, we've been talking about, is finally
come on, you guys, I can say a word. You look amazing.
Ted doesn't look dead. We've got another couple that's dead here. This guy's got a piece of his head missing. And, this lady's got
Frank. He's got Frank Gino from Sleepaway Camp here to talk to us.
Awesome.
Oh, where?
Wow.
I guess that must
you're
be me.
You're a handsome man, aren't you?
Oh, gosh. You need glasses just like I do, huh?
Contacts, baby.
Oh, I'm having a great time over here with old childhood heroes like Sid. And my gosh, it's just it's great to be here. Look at all these zombies.
Yeah.
You know, my God. A lovable bunch. You know, friendliest group of
zombies.
You ever want. Absolutely. I think whoever isn't here is really missing out on something. But
they are.
I tell you, always have a great time, and it's just great to be a part of this group. It's wonderful to see all these fans that really keep us alive throughout all these years. So a debt of gratitude is certainly owed to all these wonderful people who actually, we would have been zombies, but they keep giving us CPR after all of these years, you know? And we're very grateful to have these people. So,
we've said this before, you know, if it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We got Bill Stout standing back here.
And we have a blast. Thank you so much.
Bill, you got to come up here.
Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, my thank
you. Hey. 5FM, 42nd Street Pete's Grind House. You're here at Saturday Nightmares.
Yeah, 42nd Street Pete. Good to see you again. And who's the gorgeous lady?
That's Amorous.
Oh, hi. How you doing, beautiful?
Good. How you doing?
Man, I'm having a great time here at the show.
Yeah, you're having a good show.
Oh, it's fantastic. The people here are so nice. Hey, are New Jersey people the nicest folks on the planet?
No, we're not.
Hey, they're the most down to earth.
I think
we
it's totally the New Jersey
that.
Zombies.
Heard them.
Oh.
You know, like if it wasn't the if it was like the Jersey Shore people, you know, like couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
But the New Jersey zombies are great people.
Yeah, I've been looking for the Jersey Shore type people, and all I don't find any of those
people.
That's
because they're all from New York.
Oh, I've seen a couple.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a couple.
Oh,
we don't allow them in here.
They're still in their tanning booths.
They're afraid of us.
No, when there's a cover charge, the Jersey Shore people seldom show up.
Oh.
It comes down to that.
Yeah. No, the folks I've met here have been fantastic. And there's folks from New Jersey, from New York. They've come from all over. I was just with some people from Pennsylvania. They're coming from all over New England to the show. This is a great show.
Nice.
And I've been reunited once again with my cast members from the Return of the Living Dead. So
one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm shocked that our little film just keeps growing in popularity with each passing year.
Well, you know what it is? It's the soundtrack.
Oh, is it the soundtrack?
I guarantee
you. I think it's
as a diehard fan of Return of the Living Dead.
Okay.
And friends like Jason Trioxin from Wednesday 13 and Mr. Monster, you know, it's got a sleeve tattoo of Return of the Living Dead. It is the soundtrack. The
punk rock iconic soundtrack that just fits so perfectly with that film.
It does fit perfectly, but for me, the appeal of the film is the great cast and then Dan O'Bannon's brilliant script and direction.
Yes.
And it's just the right combination of really scary and really funny in the same film.
Absolutely.
Which is pretty rare. It happened in Shaun of the Dead, happened in Abbott Costello and Frankenstein, but it's pretty rare. Nightmare on Elm Street, Murder
the
He
original.
Says. Yep. The original, that, yes.
You know, the remake doesn't count.
Yeah.
They made him scary. He's not. Yeah.
Which one?
The remake of Nightmare on Elm Street.
That was something unnecessary.
Right? It was completely unnecessary.
Well, everybody who listens to my show regularly knows my opinions on remakes.
Yeah.
They suck.
Oh, yeah.
You can curse on this thing.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Oh, so this is like HBO.
You can talk about your medical marijuana if you choose to talk about that.
Oh, sure. Man.
Medical? Somebody would deliver something.
Yeah, free home delivery. They do have home delivery in California, actually. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Nice. I think we have to plan a trip to California.
Yeah.
Visit our friends, you know.
Really, visit our friends.
I'm seriously thinking about the looks in the eyes of the dinosaurs and yours, and I realized I think they're all stoned.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because he...
So how long has this show been going?
My radio show?
Yes, your radio show.
Todd, how long have we actually been doing this?
We've been doing this, Pete, it's been almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. That's great. And what's the most fun part for you?
Well...
Oh, now I'm interviewing the interviewer. Okay.
Sometimes just coming up with shit. You know, it's like when Todd
first
started this.
What happened? Ted broke the stairs.
Ted broke the stairs. That's okay. We'll fix it.
Boy, anything can happen here. Anything can happen.
Dirty construction.
I told you he was strong.
The funny part was I didn't believe I was going to do a show until Todd called me up one night. He goes, ready to tape? And I go, are you serious? He goes, yeah, I got to fire something up. Put me back in 15 minutes.
Wow.
And it's like I book it on the fly.
Yeah.
I came into this with the plan to interview people like you and a bunch of other people. But Sid was actually one of my first guests.
Wow. Cool. Good guess.
In the early days, we had a 2-hour show we pre-taped and we aired. We crashed the system.
Wow.
We had like 600 hits in like under
a
minute.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So we basically had to reboot everything and, you know, set it back up again. Yeah. Then we've had... Ted Michaels on, Gary Kent, the girls from WSU, the wrestlers. They always a lot of fun to have on.
Yeah.
Because they threaten me and shit. That's fun.
Yeah. Well, my love for radio goes way back. In the 60s, I was fortunate enough to be living in L.A., and I listened to the Fire Sign Theater get their start on radio before they started recording albums. They were doing live improv comedy stuff on the radio on a show called Radio Free Oz. It was started by Peter Bergman. And then, radio is just... I was ghost inking an issue of The Demon for Jack Kirby. Mike Royer called me up. Mike was Jack's regular anchor back then. And he was in a deadline crunch. And he asked me if I would ink a comic book of Jack Kirby's work. And I said, well, heck yeah. No thought necessary about that. And he said, you can either do a Commando or a Demon. I said, Demon, it's got monsters. I got to do that. Got to do monsters. And I would go over to Mike Royer's house and work in his studio, and he would play old radio shows while we worked. So, and especially, I love the horror shows, the Lights Out and Inner Sanctum and stuff.
That's
my parents were, you know. So radio is like movies for your mind. It really involves the listener, and the listener helps to create the images in their head from the stuff that we say on the radio.
Well, you've done some pretty out-of-control stuff on here, too, like you had the Prophet Muhammad on one there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
10 minutes after we went off the
air. Yeah, because you can't show his face. That's the advantage of radio.
Yeah, and 10 minutes after we went off the air, the Times Square bomber struck. People emailed me going, you think that was aimed at you? I'm like, well, 42nd Street, Broadway, maybe not, I don't know. I never stayed on Broadway that much.
Wow.
There wasn't that much on there to begin with, except, you know, the big theaters and stuff.
Yeah.
I just grew up in the grindhouses and the drive-ins.
Yeah, love those grindhouses. We had a great grindhouse on Hollywood Boulevard called the World Theater. It was three movies for 99 cents. The inside of the theater smelled like an old shoe. And that was the first place I ever saw a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It was part of a triple bill. And I sat down to see Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then into the theater comes Zsa Zsa Gabor and six guys in tuxedos. And they sat behind me to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's funny.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, we got a nice costume here, we gotta pay some attention.
Oh, hey, I think I've got Maniac Cop behind me. I'm gonna relinquish the microphone to Maniac Cop.
Maniac Cop, how do you like him to show? He's a dead Maniac Cop, actually.
Yeah, he's doing really good. I like it.
Great. What's your favorite part so far?
The whole thing in general. Yeah.
Did you do the zombie walk?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it fun?
Yeah. I did a costume contest and I won, and it was really fun.
You won?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. You won the costume contest.
We have the winner here. What's your name? Tell all the fans your name.
Kian Gross.
Cool.
I'm playing.
Congratulations. What did you win?
Two Friday 13th posters, one zombie mask, these two other things. I don't know what they're called. They're like these toys. Couple pins and a t-shirt.
That's exciting. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You're going home like Christmas.
Yeah. And I was Officer Matt Cordell from Maniac Cop. Specifically the second one is what I'm looking like, supposed to look like.
Well, you look great.
Thank
you. I saw you earlier. It's definitely one of my favorite costumes, and obviously everybody else is.
Thank you.
And how old are you?
13.
13. And he won the costume contest.
And look who else we got here. We got Johnny Link.
Johnny Link!
Say a few words to the fans, Johnny Link.
Oh, this is John Link. I'm in Blood Wings with 42nd Street Pete. I play Linnea Quigley's husband, the leader of a satanic cult. The movie is starring Ruby LaRocca. Hopefully it'll be out soon.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On July 6th at the Anthology Film Archives will be my most recent movie, Road Hell, by director Peter Jackalone.
Cool. Look forward to seeing you. We take a road trip.
Ah, great.
Now you're all painted up like a zombie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you have fun today?
Yeah.
Did you
zombie
walk? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Link's a zombie now.
Zombie
watch out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
I might have nightmares now.
You two should be a tag team. You and the Maniac Cop.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the Maniac Cop, I was in a movie with Robert C. Dodd. Devoured by director Johnny Walker, starring Robert C. Dodd. And I play a homeless drunk who's an assistant to an abortionist.
Oh, I was supposed to be in that movie.
I'm a homeless drunk myself.
I decided not to be in that movie.
I'm actually in a pre-production of my own movie I'm making myself.
That's exciting. Tell us about it.
It's called City of Hell. It's about hell opening in one town. The basic way to describe it is the first half is all the citizens being killed. The second half is about the main character finding out.
And he's 13, ladies and gentlemen. And he's wrote his own movie.
I'm going to be the writer, main producer, director, assistant cameraman, special effects, sound, lighting.
Wow. He's a renaissance man.
You're only 13. And he's only 13. The industry pretty soon.
Yeah, you're going to be controlling us.
Yeah.
Well, we can't wait to see more things from you. Yeah. Keep in touch with us at Jackalope Radio.
I actually won the costume contest last year, Saturday Nightmares 2.
What did you do?
I was Fly Boy. I can do the walk. I can do the walk for you, too.
Yeah?
Leg. I twist my leg.
Oh, look at that. He twists his leg backwards.
Wow. You got it all down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually the costume. The costume is mostly, last week. I just did it in 1 week.
It looks great. I'm jealous. I miss my leather jacket.
I only spent less than $120 on it.
It was thrifty too.
It was only for the only thing that I paid for was the hat and the jacket, and that was it. The rest of the stuff, all the patches, the ear patches, the makeup. For the most part, the makeup I bought too. All the costume, like the props and everything, like the belts were. Well, just because my dad used to be a police officer in New York City.
Oh, that's exciting. Dad was a cop.
Oh, wow.
And then reused old clothing I didn't
wear. Where was you, what part of New York was your dad a cop? Because he might have arrested me at one point, you know?
I was in New York City Con.
New York City. Wow, more power to you. Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Well, thank you for all your hard work.
Get on. We have Dad here. He was a former New York City.
What do you think about this amazing, talented kid you got?
Oh, I'm a lucky guy. I'm a lucky guy, and I try to help him out whatever I can.
Most people, most zombies want brains. I want more brains.
Smart boy.
Yeah, I'm a lucky guy. He's a good kid.
Yeah. We're lucky to have a dad like that. My dad was never into this stuff. He's like, don't bother me with this stuff. I'll rip up those monster magazines.
Yeah, my family says there's no business.
We need more paramedics.
Yeah.
We need more paramedics. Police.
What are you guys up to?
Thank you so much for coming. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
Pete, we're going to take a break, my friend.
Hi. How are you?
My name is Patrick Devaney. I'm the director of the Zombie Hunters City of the Dead television series.
Wow.
Ooh, that's exciting.
We were the first broadcast zombie series ever.
We got so many people.
You know? I saw you guys set up over here.
What are we going to take a break?
We're going to have to take a break here in a second.
Okay, whenever you're ready, cut it.
All right, we are taking a quick break. We will be right back.
5 minutes?
You got it.
Listen to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
And we're back live from Saturday Nightmares with Amaranth and 42nd Street Pete. And I've got Amaranth here with me. How's it going over there?
Well, apparently we're just crushing Pete's balls over here. He came back from a pee break by telling us his balls were being crushed.
That sounds kind of interesting, but it's normal for Pete.
Blame me. I didn't move.
I wasn't using them anyhow.
No, it's the prostate that you lost, Pete.
I guess it's all attached.
So anyway, we have a lovely guest here with us, the director
yes.
and more.
That's
director, creator, producer, and one of the main lead characters.
Of Zombie Hunters, City of the Dead. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your movie?
Sure. Hi, everybody. My name is Patrick Devaney. I'm the director of Zombie Hunters, City of the Dead. We were the very first broadcast zombie-based TV series in existence, on the air a couple of years before Walking Dead. And the basic premise of the story is what would happen if this really did happen in the streets of New York City today? What would it really be like?
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's filmed on location in New York City since 2005. And we just finished our first season. And our second season, we start filming in July 2011. We're getting everything geared up to another year of straight filming, constant filming.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for stopping by. Do you have a website that people can go to
absolutely
get more information?
Absolutely. You guys can check us out on Facebook, Zombie Hunter City of the Dead, or our main website is zombiehuntershow.com. And our first season is available on the website and on Amazon.com.
Great. Thanks so much. Do you have any zombies here this weekend?
No, we killed a bunch of them upstairs, but we didn't bring any of our own this time.
I was going to ask. We're all over the place.
I have my producer, Chris Murphy, here.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Why don't you say hi to the people on Jackalope 105?
Hello, everyone. If you love zombies, if you love seeing what ordinary people would do, we're ordinary people in the show. We're not martial artists. We're not special forces. We're like regular guys and gals that see something happening and they decide to take action. So if you want to see what we think would happen, check our show out, because it's definitely not like the typical zombie show. We're not cops. We're not trained, and you'll see us make mistakes.
Big mistakes.
And I think you'll enjoy
bad mistakes.
Oh.
Yeah. So what would people do in New York City? And a review we once had was about, like, if you take the story World War Z, somebody said, you could take this show and that could be a part of that book. They're actually making a movie about World War Z by Max Brooks. And that's a great compliment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds great. And are you able to reveal to us what caused the zombies in your...
As the show goes on, we give little pieces of it.
Okay.
But on the very last episode that we're going to be filming in about 2 years from now, the very last episode is the big reveal.
Oh, that's exciting.
But we can tell you right now, it's not the typical kind of thing, and they don't become zombies by bites. So where is that going with that, you know?
I can guarantee you have never seen this before. Guarantee.
You heard it right here.
And this is the director of the Blood, Slaughter, Massacre series, and they premiered here tonight at the film festival for this convention.
Oh, that's exciting. Want to say hi to our listeners?
Hello to our listeners.
You're on 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse, Saturday night.
Saturday night live again for a change.
At Saturday Nightmares.
What do you want to know?
So tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Blood, Slaughter, Massacre is the current project that I'm working on.
That's exciting.
It is a throwback to old 80s slasher movies.
Oh.
Only with a little bit of a different twist. The whole story is told strictly through film trailers. There is no complete film.
Interesting.
Yes. We have a series. We just finished part 3, and we released it here at the Killer Shorts competition today. So today was our big premiere. First premiere ever, which was great for us.
Sure.
Yes. I'm waiting to hear exactly how good, but we didn't win, unfortunately.
Oh, come on. What was your best quote?
I don't even know. Yeah. It was just audience applause. Everybody loved it. Everybody loved it.
So the drowning scene got the best.
Yes. Everybody.
Our best quote is, where's the movie?
Yes. 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 They asked us if we had distribution. I said, no, there's no feature film, and they were blown away. Because they swore that these were actual movies.
Craving more. Yeah. That's exactly what you want.
There's 5 more coming.
Ooh, hear that.
You can pop a crowd in today's market. You're doing a good thing.
Right? Yeah.
We have a random drunken fan back here.
Oh, there's a guy double fisting.
And he's a regular listener. He's got a beer in each hand. I'll put the mic so he's handicapped up here.
Thanks a lot for, like, you know, acknowledging
acknowledge me. Yeah, I'm a random drunk guy. And I think it's, you know, I listen to your podcast. I'm a recent convert, and I think you guys do a great job every week. And, yeah, I'm totally hammered to stand.
Oh, cool! That's great. I'm gonna get there as soon as I get off the air here. So yeah. I couldn't operate this thing because I'm not in my usual.
You got a lot of stuff going on. I'm impressed.
I usually when I'm home I can do it because I got my bong sitting there and shit like that. But I had to be like semi sober to make this happen. So yeah.
You get the best podcast there is, man.
Thank you. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're so much more fun when you're not sober.
Oh come on! I know I'm a barrel of laughs when I'm smashed. Which I probably will be in about 40 minutes.
Uh-oh, I think my stalker's here.
I also like you guys are supporting independent film. That's pretty
cool. Oh, yeah,
we
always do that. Todd Sheets,
totally
my producer.
Independent film.
He started out in independent film. The Bloodbath Massacre, all that good stuff. So, yeah, we're down with it. Great stuff.
That was dead last night. It was an awesome
Q&A,
was it not?
Oh, yeah.
I saw you in there.
Yeah, it was good.
You're in the section in person. You're totally,
Oh, thank you.
You're hot just from your voice, but still
yeah. 8 miles of bad road. Very cool. All right, cool. Thanks for tuning
thanks for
in. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. I'll see you around.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Todd, you still there? You didn't pass out yet?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
There's a man standing in front of us in a pink T-shirt with a black beret.
Where? Okay.
That sounds kind of frightening.
Yeah. I don't think we should invite him over.
Yeah,
he doesn't. He doesn't have that potential. The whole dead wedding party over here, though.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Actually, no, I believe that's the zombie Dorothy.
Zombie? Oh yeah, zombie Dorothy.
Zombie Dorothy.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. Very scary. But it's great that we're able to pull this off and get. Oh my God! I don't know what the hell.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is. I'm not even going to approach it.
I think I'm gonna have nightmares of that.
That was fucking scary.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You guys crack me up.
Yeah.
But I need another one after that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming back.
Nope. Yeah, we don't know what it is. I swear, no. This is frightening. If we had a webcam, we could show you people at home just how frightening it is.
It's kind of like a combination.
Wait a minute. Dorothy's coming over.
Oh, we got zombie
dead Dorothy.
Dorothy. And she's got a zombie Toto. Toto. And I need a picture of this.
This is really extreme, Todd. It's dead Dorothy and a dead Toto.
Wow.
Yeah. Really twisted.
It sounds kind of twisted.
Yeah.
Kind of scary.
Dorothy, how are you enjoying the show? Cool. We have somebody else here with spikes on their fingers.
Someone wants to say hello to us. Who are you?
Excuse me? We're a Grindhouse podcast. We're live on the air tonight. This is a live show.
We're live on the radio.
Worldwide.
Yeah, you're not a podcast. You're a radio show.
We're a radio. Okay, we're not a podcast. We're a fucking radio show. All right, you happy?
Yes.
So I'm listening to him and listening to you at the same time. And here we have...
Oh!
What was your name again?
My name's Hambone, K-Rock and Roll.
Hambone, K-Rock and Roll.
How you doing, Pete?
Oh, just wonderful. You happy? Nice. You calm down now?
6 beers and 3 shots later, yes I am.
That's good to hear.
We're going to play some rock and roll a little bit.
You're going to be... You settled all the differences and shit? You're going to be playing?
Yes. Beatles have gotten back together. Not really.
Good.
Do not quote me on that.
And you want me to sing with the band or some dumb
you
shit like that?
Absolutely no, I want you to sing with the band.
What do you want me to sing? I sang Happy Birthday to Bruce Dern. That was...
That was impressive.
I was there
for that. And you know
I liked
what,
it.
And you know what that made me feel? I've just quit
oh,
my
band. Oh, we got some
job.
More zombies.
And when you guys were singing Happy Birthday, I come in a shell shock for a minute.
Oh, shit.
That's not us. Someone gave it to us.
But yeah, come up singing Rockaway Beach with us.
Okay. What time are you going on?
We're still figuring that out.
Okay.
Hopefully soon.
What, probably after 11?
Well, definitely
okay.
After 11, I've had 6 beers and 3 shots.
Really?
And definitely
and you shut up this
all right, well, that I'll be off the air by that time so I can, you know, tune up.
You and me got a beer coming.
Okay, we got it. We got some, holy shit, what the hell happened to you?
Wow.
We got a guy here
we
with half a face.
We got some bloody fucking zombies.
Yeah.
You guys look great.
Wow.
Oh, you got a Garden State, New Jersey zombie tour shirt on?
We actually, we run it.
You run it.
We run the Asbury Park Zombie Walk, yes.
Okay, great. We had another lady on earlier that was a coordinator as well. Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
We broke the world record for the most zombies in one place. 4,093 counted official zombies. I will get you a postcard before I leave.
This guy looks like a guy that I got done with on Saturday night back in the 70s that pissed me off. He's missing half his face.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And what happened? You're missing your throat?
No, I actually had... I didn't do it good, though. I had the...
you had a respirator on.
Yeah.
Someone was yanked off a respirator.
But you got hungry. Oh, and look at this. We got the Hare Krishna zombie from Dawn of the Dead coming by.
Who's that? Where's that?
Michael.
Michael, the Hare Krishna zombie from Dawn of the Dead. We're on the air. We're live. Say a few words from...
Come say hi.
We have the Hare Krishna zombie from Dawn of the
Dead.
Very nice.
Yep. Came all the way up from Florida.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you at the show. How do you like it so far?
It's a blast.
Ah, good, good. Ain't over yet?
No, not over yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were all dressed up earlier.
Yeah.
You looked great.
I saw me gray, my wardrobe,
my tambourine. Yep. We not only had you, we had Jim Cutt, the helicopter zombie.
Yeah,
we had Lenny Lies, the machete zombie. We had Sharon Cicada, the nurse zombie.
The gray suit zombie.
Yep.
Frank Sarah.
Right.
We had that zombie on the toilet in the other scene.
Yeah, the entire lead cast from Dawn of the Dead was here. Still are here, roaming around. Scott didn't make it. Oh, I missed him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Vodka, sweetie, vodka.
We know that. We had it.
Did you make the zombie walk?
No, we were doing this. We've seen enough of them walking by. A bunch of dead little smelly bastards that they are, you know. But what the hell?
They're worse
than hippies, right? Yeah. No, I was a hippie. I can't. You know, I can't. Yeah. Yeah. Cartman's the guy that hits him, that fat little round bastard on South Park. But you gotta love him, though. Well, that's why I wear the hat. It's corrective, you know? Can't walk without it.
Oh, my God, you took everything off.
Well, I had it.
Hello? Hey, we're still live. I don't know what happened. I think I lost everybody.
Attention all personnel. You got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
All right, everybody. Wow, what a time. What a time. We lost 42nd Street Pete there. Pete's here with us, though, via cell phone from the show live Saturday Nightmares. Pete, welcome back.
Yeah, all it happened was the damn thing crapped out and we gave it our best shot, but at least we got some of you guys, we got a bunch of people on, thanks to Sid Haig and a few other people here. It was pretty cool, and we're just going to party for the rest of the night, and we'll give them a little wrap-up. I think in a couple weeks we're going to have Mike and Ed back on to do a wrap-up of their own show, so until then, thanks for tuning in, and this is 42nd Street Pete staying safe, sick, and we'll see you next week.
See you, brother. We'll be right back.
hurry, 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 step right up to the ticket window for a mere $3.50. That's your ticket to an all-night, 24/7 evening at the Grindhouse. You want spaghetti westerns? How about The Man with No Name? Django? Yeah, they're all in here. How about some bikers like the Hell's Angels, Satan's Slaves, Satan's Sadists? You want some blood and guts? Well, how about H.G. Lewis, Andy Milligan, John Carpenter, George A. Romero, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Ghastly Ones, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS? All those hot, horny mistresses guaranteed to dominate your dreams. They're all yours right here in the Grindhouse.
So grab yourself a seat on Saturday night. The booze.